It's October 21st, 2012. I'm Eric Damer. I'm speaking here with Jim Champion, and joining us also is Linda Champion. So Jim and Linda, thanks very much for the interview. So Jim, perhaps you could just tell us a little bit about how you came to be in Burnaby. I understand you were born here, but then moved away for your childhood and then came back. So maybe you could just tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, my wife and I decided that we would get a piece of acreage if we could. Her coming from a big farm in Alberta, she wanted to have a farm type of thing for the kids with a horse. So we started looking around and inquiring and finally found this place for sale. It was advertised up on Kingsway in a real estate office. 1.85 acres for $1,500. And I can't quite remember how we collected the $1,500 now, but and it's interesting. It was owned by somebody in Kowloon at the time.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting.
Yeah, so it was all bush, and I worked on the fire department, and having 3 days off at a time, my wife and I would come down and start cleaning and burning.
Now that was the Vancouver Fire Department.
Vancouver Fire Department,
right.
Yeah.
So, but you actually had been born in Burnaby. You said,
I was actually born in Burnaby on Kathleen Avenue, up near Kingsway, yeah.
In a private residence, it wasn't the hospital.
Yeah.
Was that pretty common to be born at home at that time, do you know?
People couldn't afford to have a doctor, so many, and they'd have a good friend who took the place of a midwife.
Like. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the way most people were born back in those days.
Yeah, probably. I think so.
Yeah. And we moved to White Rock, and I went to school out there. Had a great life out there, joined the Navy there, come back into Vancouver where I met my wife, and I've just repeated about her and I wanting to look up for a piece of acreage, and we were lucky to find this place.
Now you said you saw an advertisement for it locally?
We were told about it by a local businessman, and we went down and looked in the window and saw this ad for this piece of acreage by those people in Kowloon, and so we put a bid on it. I think we must have been the only people that put a bid in on it, because I think if more people had been bid on it, I think it would have gone for more money. Because actually, one day when we were cleaning the property off, one of the ladies in the neighborhood came over and wouldn't believe that we got it for $1,500.
$1,500.
And Mrs. McKeeman, yeah. And so anyway, we were very grateful to get it.
And did you have $1,500 on hand, or did you?
I did. I had enough money. My dad started me off early on endowment insurance policies.
Oh.
Even when I had them paper route.
Mm-hmm.
I come home one day and here, sign this, and I was paying $227 or something a month on an endowment policy. And then I took another one out when I was in the Navy. And when I come back, I was able to, with the savings and those endowment policies, selling, getting rid of them. No, I actually borrowed on them. Crazy. You borrow them on them and you pay the money back at 6%. Ridiculous, but that's the way it went in them days.
Did the Veteran Land Act?
No, it wasn't the Veterans Land Act that we bought the property off. It wasn't until we were living in a little house with six of us on 748 square feet that we decided that we could still get under the Veterans Land Act if we paid my wife's credits back. And because you couldn't have two houses on a piece of acreage in Burnaby at that time, we had to promise that if they did extend Pioneer Avenue north to Gilpin Street, and they had to take a half a road off, the half a road would come right through the little house. So we had to sign a paper saying that we were willing to do that. But we really wanted a bigger house, so that's what we did. We finally got permission to build here.
And so this is the, I mean, what did you call this area? I mean, we're down here at the base of the hill on Willingdon.
I don't think there's an official name, but there was a feeling that you didn't move down there with kids because it was unhealthy, because it was foggy most of the time and damp, and
you have a creek going by just in front of you here.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, you have the creek going by here as well. It's very wet here in the...
Oh, well, the creek was quite a little bit below us, actually. And I don't really want to hear about the creek and the salmon.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, one day when I was working here, my neighbor, who was a real nice old fella, he came over and says, "Hey, Jim, knock off for a few minutes and come on down to the stream." We went down to the stream, and I was really surprised to see these migrating salmon all over the side of these. And actually, it was in the stream at the time. It was actually a ditch with little pools of water, maybe 4 or 5 feet apart, joined by a bit of a stream. And the salmon, fighting their way up, their fins would be mostly lost, and their parts of their tail gone. But they'd come up, and they'd done their thing, and they'd laid their eggs. And he convinced me I should take 4 or 5 salmon up and put them underneath my fruit trees when I buried them, you know.
Right. It's fertilizer.
So I did. We used them. And then because Garden Village was on septic tanks, the effluent must have run down because of the high water table. This is what we figure anyway. And got into that stream. And the salmon never did come back once Garden Village was going. And then they put sewers in here, of course.
When did Garden Village go in?
Golly, when was it?
53, 54.
Oh, so fairly early.
Just, 48, 50, yeah.
But fairly soon after you moved here, the salmon stopped coming back.
50, 55, maybe?
Yeah, when we moved into here, the salmon had stopped coming back, yeah.
So maybe it was earlier.
So what else do you remember about the neighborhood here? It was very rural. It was all just bush.
There was a neighbor over in the corner of Mosscrop and Willingdon. There were the neighbors right next door on either side of us with farms. And then the store came in. Remember the store came in?
Store at the corner of Willingdon and Mosscrop.
Yeah, in that area. And
chicken farm up Mosscrop.
Oh, and I can't remember the year they took it away, but during the war, there was an ammunition dump on the other side of the high school over here.
Mosscrop.
And I never paid that much attention to it. It was sort of a conversation piece, because I can't remember the year that they took everything away.
And so to build your house, you had to clear the land as well?
Oh, yeah, we had to clear the land here. And and the property across of us at that time was
federal land.
No. What's the name of it? Crown land.
Crown land. Yeah.
And there were big cottonwoods on it. So I found out that I could cut those cottonwoods down if I got a permission. Mm-hmm. And cottonwoods, it paid a lot of money. I got $62 a cord. But I had to go down to the Marine Building to get permission from the provincial forester. And the only reason I mention that is because a few years later, Burnaby traded off some of their provincial land that they owned, what Discovery Park is now in. They traded that off to get this Crown land here. So this is now Burnaby land. If I'm doubling up on what I'm saying,
right.
I mean, you'll have to figure that out. But it's now parkland, belonging to Burnaby.
Right.
But, I got quite a few cords of wood off of that for... And I had to add that to my income tax, by the way. So...